Good morning and welcome to Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Emily Knuth and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning we're going to be reflecting on a reading from John chapter 13. We're going to dive into part of the Last Supper today, and this reading's a little long, but it's good. So we're gonna do the whole thing. So we'll just dive right in. John chapter 13, verses 21 through 38. It says, "When he had said this, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, 'Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me.' The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, 'Master, who is it?' Jesus answered, 'It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it.' So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After he took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, 'What you are going to do, do quickly.' Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas had kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, 'Buy what we need for the feast,' or to give something to the poor. So he took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come.' Simon Peter said to him, 'Master, where are you going?' And Jesus answered him, 'Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later.' Peter said to him, 'Master, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you.' Jesus answered, 'Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times.'" Okay, so there's so much happening in this passage. So we're at the Last Supper, and I'm just going to break down a few parts that really stood out to me as I was praying with this passage. And the first part was when it talks about how the disciple whom Jesus loved, which is John, and that's always a lot of times how John is referred to in the book of John, is the one who Jesus loved or the disciple who Jesus loved, and talked about how he leaned back against his chest. And I was just having that image in my head, and it wasn't like a weird thing at that time. When I think about like sitting and leaning back against someone, there was like such an intimacy and a closeness that John and Jesus had. And like a closeness where John was like, "Jesus, tell me your secrets. Like, do you trust me with your secrets?" And he said, like, "Who is it? Like, who's going to betray you?" And Jesus literally tells him. But John wasn't in a place where he totally recognized exactly what that meant. And I was just reflecting on like the idea of me sitting in prayer and leaning back against Jesus and asking him to tell me his secrets and to reveal things to me. And I feel like there's probably things that he tells me a lot, and I probably just don't understand them because I don't have the capacity to understand them. Which then leads me into this, when Jesus says to them, "I will only be with you a little while longer." And I just wonder what the expression on their faces all looked like in that moment when he said that. I know that if Jesus said that to me, I would just start rattling off so many questions to him. Okay, where are you going? Can I come with you? What's going to happen? And they don't really, at least doesn't show us that they do like that totally. They definitely start asking questions though. And Simon Peter is one of the first. He's like, "Why can't I come with you? Why can't I follow you?" And he says, he makes a bold claim, "I'll lay down my life for you." And this is when he gets called out and Jesus lays it down. And Jesus turns to him and he says, "Will you lay down your life for me? Because the cock is going to crow, like the cock isn't going to crow until you deny me three times." And I wonder what Peter was thinking in that moment. Did he feel really called out? Was he like, did he have pride? And he was like, nope, that's not going to be me. But Jesus definitely, like, he's predicting what's going to happen. He's telling him what's going to happen. And I wonder if we would each say that same line to Jesus that Simon Peter said. Can you say to Jesus, I will lay down my life for you? And as we enter into this holy week for this year, I think that should be our question that we ask ourselves is, Jesus, will I lay down my life for you? And what does it look like for me to lay down my life for you, no matter the cost? This morning, this has been a scripture reflection on John chapter 13, looking at the Last Supper, laying our life down for Jesus, not counting the cost. Again, my name is Emily. To learn more about Damascus, visit us at damascus.net. God bless.